Sport on RTE Radio 1.
We say good morning to Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning, Justin. Chelsea booked their place in the League Cup semi-finals last night, a 3-1 win at Cardiff City. No joy for your fellow Corkman, Brian Barry Murphy, who was in charge of Cardiff. Although they did put up a pretty good display, certainly in the first half, and they were actually the only non-Premier League side left in the competition, so we are now guaranteed a Premier League winner.
He's done a great job with them, though, hasn't he, in general?
They're four points clear at the top of League One, on course for promotion. Seems to be a very happy camp there. The Chelsea manager Enzo Maresco named an entirely changed starting 11 from the side that beat Everton 2-0 on Saturday, and he had to send for a couple of subs at half-time, João Pedro and Alejandro Garnacho. And the goals came in the second half from Garnacho and fellow sub Pedro Neto. Well, let's hear what Brian Barry Murphy had to say afterwards.
Very proud, obviously, of all the players and the effort they put in the performance. It's probably just the hope that kills you, isn't it, when you score a goal. And I felt we were in the ascendancy and had a great chance to maybe grab a winner, but it wasn't to be, but it was a great occasion for everyone. It obviously increased the level when you saw Pedro Neto and Garnacho come on, and then Trevor Chalobah to secure the game. So it was a really high-level test for us, but the players gave an amazing account of themselves, and like I said, I couldn't be prouder.
The quarter-final action continues tonight with Manchester City at home to Fulham and Newcastle United also in action this evening. For the second year in a row, the League of Ireland will begin with an opening weekend fixture at the Aviva Stadium. Bohemians will take on St Patrick's Athletic on Sunday, the 8th of February. Last year's opener between Bowes and Shamrock Rovers brought a crowd of over 33,000 spectators to the venue. Reports in England say the Jockey Club could move the King George VI chase to Aintree as soon as next year. The future of Kempton Park is coming under fresh focus, with strong indications that most of the 230 acres that cover the racecourse will be sold for housing development. That would see the jumps track lost, but the all-weather flat circuit would remain in place. The chief executive of the Jockey Club, Jim Mullen, stated in recent days that the future of Kempton was out of his hands, and he also said they had no plans to invest in updating the declining facilities at the course. Connacht will be able to welcome Cian Prendergast and Josh Ayoni back to their side for Saturday's URC trip to the Dragons. Finlay Beelam continues to follow the return to play protocols after getting a knock to his head during the Challenge Cup defeat to the Ospreys. Ireland's Josh McAleen will return to the World Rally Championship next year after securing a second season with the M Sport Ford World Rally Team. The 26-year-old Derry driver will once again be co-driven by Owen Tracy. Ireland will also have a second crew in the WRC next year, with John Armstrong and Shane Byrne also joining the lineup at M Sport. Gerwyn Price romped to a 3-0 win over Adam Gaulas to reach the second round of the World Darts Championship at Alexandra Palace. Jorgen van der Velde arrived on stage for his match with a can of insect spray after issues with wasps at the venue on Monday. Mark Selby, Kyron Wilson and Mark Allen eased through to the second round of the Scottish Open snooker in Edinburgh. And finally, in cricket, the Ireland women's team lost to South Africa by 74 runs in their second one-day international. The South Africans now have an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-game series.
Pádraig, thank you. Almost 20 to 8.